Well, hello, my friends. Welcome back here to the show that Beth and I are doing every Wednesday. So, hi, Beth. Good to see you.
Good to see you, as always.
Awesome. Well, today, my friends, we're going to talk about five signs your website is not working for you, right? Five things maybe that indicate that your website is not really your best ally. It's not really working on your behalf, which at the end of the day, that's what your website should do. So it's going to be an interesting topic on that. So before we talk about that, Beth, how you doing? How you been?
I'm doing great. I am just enjoying this time to really think about what it is I want to do with my creativity, and talking with you always inspires me. So happy to be here today.
Likewise. And for those friends who maybe you haven't seen our show before, we do this every Wednesday. So we invite you to check it out. 10 a.m. every Wednesday, Central Time. And Beth is right now in Texas. I am in Illinois. So, you know, we connect through the technology every week to bring a topic for discussion and conversation. So let's get right into it. Five signs your website is not working for you. So the first one is the one I would say you don't have, or you don't get any contacts from it. Like nobody's contacting you from your contact page on your website, right? So that might be a sign. If you haven't heard from anybody that has visited your site or has said, hey, cool website or anything like that, that means probably, you know, you need to give that website some love. What do you think of that one, Beth?
Definitely. And a lot of times they may be coming to your website. They're just not being directed to contact you as a call to action. And so sometimes it's just as easy as, you know, inviting them to reach out to you or email you or follow you on social media, whatever it is that you want the people visiting your site to do. It's important to lead them through that process.
And it might feel like, okay, that's a no-brainer, but you will be surprised. It just happened to me. The last show I curated, I think before the pandemic, something like that, or two shows before, something I can't remember, but it was recently, where I was looking for an artist for a show. I go to this artist's website, because I couldn't find the email. So I go to the artist's website, and there was no contact page. I mean, there was no contact page. I had to really message the artist through social media and say, you know what? You don't have a way to for anyone to contact you to your website. So that's something you might want to think about.
Or sometimes you do, and then it doesn't get to you. So making sure it's set up properly, too, is a huge help.
Yeah, it goes to an email that you haven't checked in 3 years.
Right.
So that's one sign. Another sign that maybe your website is not working for you is you still have, you know, information there that was from last year, that's your most recent post, right? Maybe, you know, in a lot of artists' websites, you'll find either a blog or a news page, and, you know, the last thing you saw is from last year. Or maybe you look at an artist's CV, right, or resume of exhibitions, and the last show is from, again, 3 years ago. So you're like wondering, so what's this artist been doing all this time, right? So that's another sign, right? It's out of date.
Yes, and I'm guilty of this just because there's so many things to think about that sometimes your blog maybe gets less attention or what have you. But yeah, it's important to keep it up to date.
Yeah, it happens to everybody. And something I started to recommend artists to, and something that I do is like, it doesn't have to be as updated as your Instagram, for example. It's not an up to the minute thing, but as long as, you know, every maybe 4 months or every quarterly, you do a quick update on new works, you know, new things that are happening, so that people who visited again don't feel like, well, this is exactly the same thing I saw, you know, 2 years ago, which I have seen also websites that old. All right. So number three, nobody has signed up to your email list in ages, right? So maybe you open your website, you set it up so that it had like, you know, your MailChimp, thing, so people can, you know, sign up for your list and be part of that, and you haven't seen anybody sign up in, you know, since you opened your website. So that might be a sign.
Yeah, and it's also good to have some type of lead magnet to use to encourage people to sign up, whether that's like an ebook or something. It's kind of free gift or a way to kind of connect with them a little bit more than just simply getting a new subscriber. I think that it's always a good idea to keep that fresh too.
Yeah, exactly. And one of the fixes for this one could be also tell people, you know, why would they sign up? Nobody says, hey, I want to get another email in my inbox, right? Nobody. Actually, we all want to say, I don't want more emails in my inbox. So what is the reason, you know, that somebody would sign up? What's the benefit more than anything? You know, what are they going to get? And also give them an idea of how many emails you're going to get. I'm always afraid of, if I sign up for this, whatever, in whichever website I am, are they going to email me every day? Because some websites do that, right? And then you ended up unsubscribing like after the third email. So if you tell people, you know, I send out an email every month, for example, with new releases, updates, you know, be the first one to see what's coming out of my studio. You know, be kind of specific about what's the exciting thing about participating in that email list that you have versus just email list. You know, join my newsletter. Well, nobody likes just to get another newsletter.
Right. And I think that when you use your email to really connect with your audience and your subscribers in a way that feels more vulnerable or intimate or however, compared to social media, that it gives people that incentive to want to subscribe, because a lot of times we, you know, find new customers or new followers online on social media, but really, like, if you want to bring them into your world, the best way is to kind of get them moved over into your email marketing. Right. And really give them something special that you're not giving away on social media.
Exactly. No, I totally agree with that. It's something that I do in my on my email, for example, is I use MailChimp. I think most of us are use MailChimp. When one of it is free, so we all like that. But also that now you can also create like a funnel. So a welcome funnel. So when somebody signs up, for example, on my email, on my website, they automatically get an autoresponder, you know, thanking them. And then actually give them a preview. Say, hey, you know, in the next day, you're going to get another email, which will be a more personal. I actually tell them my story through that second email. So it becomes kind of a more relational, and ask them, you know, how they heard from me and so on. And most people actually do reply, you know, with just one sentence thing, how they heard from me. So that's valuable information. Sometimes, you know, we just haven't signed up to the email, but we don't do anything until the next time we send an email, you know, they might forget it. So we can do a
whole episode on email marketing.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it still works, right? It still works. So definitely, as you said, is the one thing that's yours. While we are in social media, we're in rented space. The emails are that people give you, not that the ones you just add without asking, the ones that people give you, you know, are the most valuable ones that you could ever have. So that's great. So that was number three. The number four sign your website may not be working for you is maybe you haven't sold anything to your website in ages. Maybe you have your website with all your artwork for sale. It says, Sergio and Beth, I don't sell anything from my website. Well, that's a sign that maybe your website needs some love, needs some traffic, needs some reason to send people, you know, to your website.
Mm-hmm. So, you know. Yeah, you know, the way that I use my website is to bring people together, to bring people to my content. And, you know, sometimes you do have to treat it just like you would your social media when you want to really put some momentum behind. Maybe you have a new show or a new series of work or a lot of new works for sale, but you have to change the messaging for sure as far as like how you're getting people interested, because buy this artwork and go click here, I think is kind of a tired call to action, you know? And so I love telling stories behind the work itself, because I find that so interesting.
Yeah, no, I love that. The story, I think the power of stories, and we have talked about stories before, you know, it's such a wonderful thing. It kind of engages us on a specific idea. So that was number four. And now the last one, the fifth, you know, five signs your website may not be working for you, may actually be working against you, is that, and this has happened so many times during openings, you know, when I ask for the artist's website and the artist says, oh, you know, this is my website, but, you know, it's a little out of date, or they have an excuse why I shouldn't be, you know, too excited to visit their website. So if you have to apologize before you send somebody to your website, that is a reason why your website may not be working for you. You feel like, you know, it's the ugly child that you don't want to show, right? The ugly side of the car or the house that you don't, the bedroom in the house that you don't want your guests to visit, right? Because it's a mess.
I'm laughing because I just hear that so
yeah, I tell you, yeah, exactly.
Please don't go to my website. I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly. So if you have to apologize, that means it's time to give your website a little bit of love. So those are kind of like the five signs that I kind of came up with. They're kind of fun, but this is a reality, you know, it's just because we're in social media doesn't mean that their website is obsolete. It actually could be working for you, could be working on your behalf. If you continue just giving the love, you know, as you need to, so that when people visit, they have a reason to stay and look around. So it has also your personality. So it feels like it's a place where that, where, you know, it's Beth or it's Sergio and not just a cold page with just some pictures, as, you know, sometimes we make them like that and they have no warmth in it. So, you know, so for our friends, you know, who may be watching right now, hopefully maybe this video might give you one of those reasons to say, maybe I need to give my website some love and bring it up to date, up to 2020 standards as well.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage you guys watching to know that you don't have to have a full-blown big website like right out the gate. Like, get really clear about what you want it to do and how you want it to work for you, and then build towards that. Say you want to add a blog later on. Like, don't put so much pressure on yourself to make it live just because it's missing this page or that page. Like, just really get in there and just start making it work for you by understanding, too, how you want it to work. And if you want to use it to sell work, that's one way. If you want it to just show your work, that's another sort of, you know, intention that you set. And sometimes it can get overwhelming because you think you need to have all the bells and whistles, when really you just need to focus and curate it in a way that simplifies what it is that you want people to actually do there. Because if we go to a website and there's this and that and this and that, and wow, it can get overwhelming really quick. And so just make sure you're not putting everything on there and you're just putting on there what you need in order to get your audience to connect with you in the way that you want.
Exactly. And I always say that website is never finished. It's always changed. So when you, just when you think you're done, then something new comes up. So so don't, the way you ended, I think it's a perfect way to end our episode. Beth, you know, don't feel that pressure. Make it work for you. Be gracious to yourself and also to your website and to the visitors that get there, and give it some love, and maybe in the next few days if you need to. But thank you so much for joining us. Beth, where can our friends find you and connect with you?
You guys can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Beth English. I would love to see you. I get lots of new followers after all the videos that we put out, and I really enjoy connecting with you all and commenting with you online. Just wonderful to know that you're watching and you're enjoying the videos. So what about you, Sergio?
Super. And your friends can find me on Instagram, Sergio Gomez Art, on YouTube, Sergio Gomez Video, my website, if you want to check it out now since we're talking about websites, SergioGomezOnline.com. Hope you like it. Send us your comments, your questions. And next week is going to be a great episode as well. Beth, can you give us a quick snapshot of what's coming?
Well, I've just been really thinking about passion a lot and how we can nurture the fire within us to create. And so I have some tips about that. So
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Don't miss it next Wednesday. Have a great day, everybody. Goodbye. Bye, Beth.